Blog Talk Radio.
A real man wouldn't think of that.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go caroling.
I rest my case.
George, I'm so excited. You know, this is a very special Christmas for me, having spent the last two in the Soviet Union. Over there, I sing fa-la-la-la-la, and they go la-la-la-la.
Yes, I did, but for some reason during the Christmas season, they treated me rather coolly. I never knew why.
Well, did you carol out?
Yes, I did.
And laughed.
I've never really grasped the Christmas spirit, have you?
Look, I go for the holy part and everything. It's the other part I don't like. Everybody wants something. Everybody thinks they deserve something. Give me this, give me that. I mean, this starts the whole month of December.
George, I don't do that.
No, that's better. If you start asking, it's not.
Okay, gifts are a part of Christmas, but a small part. The main thing is the spirit.
And the spirit is gimme, gimme, gimme. Everybody's got their hand out.
Come on, George, not everybody's got their hand out.
Ralph.
Merry Christmas!
The Jefferson fam, have I told you you're my favorite family?
Larry, just an hour ago you said that we were your favorite family.
Oh, no, ma'am. What I said was you're the most wonderful family. The Jeffersons are my favorite. And let me see, the Jeffersons are the most fantastic. The Hanrahans are the finest. Let's face it, this is one heck of a building.
And what about me, Ralph?
Well, technically, sir, you're a family.
Yes, but I did give you $10 for Christmas this year.
Yes, and considering you missed the last two, that averages out to $3.33 a year. So, speaking to you.
Well, I am sorry, Ralph, and I'll tell you what. To make it up to you, I'll show you a wonderful trick I learned on my trip to Russia. Where's that $10 bill I gave you?
I just want you to know that you are the most wonderful doorman that I've ever known.
And you're my favorite.
And I think you're the finest. Bye. Now, that's very sweet, sir. Think they meant it?
Well, as much as you did, Ralph.
Well, fortunately, they're not the breadwinners.
Did you want something?
No sense in beating around the bush, sir. I'm here for my Christmas gift, gentlemen.
Here, here. 50 bucks. Merry Christmas. Go have something else.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Mr. Willis?
Yes, Rob.
Care to make your neighbor look cheap?
Rob, I already bought you a Christmas present.
Oh!
Can you hear me? I can't hear nothing on the phone line. When I call Blog Talk, I didn't even hear the show in the background. It's fucked up, bro.